This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Jason, thank you for engineering today. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Hey, Bert, do you mind if I read something from the sheriff's office?
Am I in trouble?
No, but it's pretty serious. Here, it's 48 minutes ago. Well, no. Yeah, I guess this was just posted 48 minutes ago. It's from the Wright County, Missouri Sheriff's Office. Quote, at approximately midnight last night, a vehicle with six young adults was swept off the roadway at a low water crossing off Highway M in Grove Spring, Missouri. The Wright County Sheriff's Office, the Missouri Conservation Department, Missouri State Highway Patrol, Missouri State Highway Patrol Region G Search and Rescue, and the Grove Spring Fire Department arrived on the scene. Four of the six were able to get out safely. The body of one was located, and the search for the remaining person is still underway. This is all the information we have for public release at this time, end quote. Class, we talked about, this is within a couple miles of our farm. And we had a terrific rain last night, all night long. Massive flooding. And the flooding that we have right now is nothing compared to what's going to happen within a couple hours when the runoff finds its way downhill. We got a call from our neighbor. And our fence, barbed wire fence, is in the road, in the dirt road. Massive, massive flooding. So right now our family is trying to make sure the cows get fed, because if they don't, they'll leave. And it'll be very hard to find them. So this is the kind of thing that happens. There's flooding out in California. Bert and neighbors have experienced, you know, some things like, well, he's going to tell us about that. But serious stuff. And, Bert, you sent me an email. Andy Gibbs sent me an email. And he lives in Arizona. And this email was from the 20th. So a few days ago. And he showed a picture of the sky with chemtrails going across. Parallel lines across the sky. Massive, massive amount. I couldn't even count the number of chemtrails going, you know, from one direction to another. And I'm not sure which direction they were going. But let's say south to north, south to north, south to north, that kind of thing, over and over and over and over and over again. And here it is. We now have the results of that chemical spraying from Arizona. It takes a few days to get here. Here it is. Massive flooding. I'm sure trees are going to be felled. I'm sure fences are down all over the area. Cows are going to be out. And, of course, this tragedy with six young adults being swept off the highway at a low water crossing. Now, class, a low water crossing is an area where water goes across the roadway. So it's in a low spot. And what would happen if you have a dirt road is the rushing water would wash out the road every time it rained. So what they do here in Missouri, the road departments, they will pave an area. They'll put a dip in the road, and the water will run across the road. And it's not just when it rains. Sometimes it just runs across the road all the time. Well, these are called low-water bridges. They're called low-water crossings. They're just concrete paving in an area of where the water runs on a dirt road, just to prevent the erosion of the road. That's what these young people, these six young people, were attempting to cross. And there are signs. There are signs on many of them. Not all of them, but many of them. And they'll say, the sign will be a yellow sign, vertical. And they'll say, 1 foot with a line, 2 feet, 3 feet, 4 feet. So you'll know that if you're trying to cross that, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 feet deep. Because you can't tell. When it floods, you have no idea how deep that water is. That's what the sign is for. And one person lost his or her life, and it's very, very sad. These kinds of things happen. Now, the question, or one thing to think about, is nothing good happens after midnight. Nothing. So, keep that in mind with your families. Bert, back to you. Any comments?
No, you know, we've gotten hit pretty bad with rain. You know, it's gotten to the point where I just detest the rain. And I mentioned this on prior classes. It's, I mean, they do the best they can to forecast the storms, but it's just been this pattern where they go, well, this one coming up tomorrow is going to be really severe, but the next one won't be so bad. And then it looks clear after that. And then we go through the bad one, and sure enough, they upgrade the one that wasn't so bad to severe. And then all of a sudden, another one pops up. And it's been going on for 2.5 months, and it's kind of disheartening because every time you think there's going to be a little sunshine and clearing, and there is for a day or two, but then you're right back at it. And you know, I got lots of problems at my home, but put it in perspective, my neighbor's home is collapsing. So that kind of makes you think, well, you know, I'm just whining about my few little leaks here and there or little water here and there and fence posts here or there. But he literally has water damage to his roof. And, you know, I don't know how you even fix it. They might have to rebuild the home, just red tag it. But, you know, every time they try to cover up with tarps and prevent more water damage, the tarp gets blown away. And so we got problems, and we still have people, Vince, in the southern part of the state. The thing about most of these storms is they've also been cold. And there's people that are, you know, they're finding them. You know, we mentioned this before, just trapped in their home, starved to death or froze to death. And so it's been a pretty severe winter for us out here. But Vince, I think, you know, I feel sorry for that vehicle. I guess, do we have a warning that if you're not sure if you're, even if it's a SUV or a truck, if you're not sure you're going to make it through, turn around. You know, what's another 10 minutes or half hour even if it's going to spare your life or, you know, at worst, ruin your vehicle? So, sorry for
let me shed some light Let me shed some light on this. So, during the top of the hour break, just as we're coming into this hour of the broadcast classroom, I met in the kitchen with Mrs. Finelli and our son. And we are still feeding hay to our cows. Now, our cows are looking for hay. And they're hungry. And right now, we can't get to them. It's a real problem because the hay is on one side of the low water bridge, and they are on the other side. Now, we can call them, and they'll try to come to across. We have a creek across our farm, which is along the campsites. Here's the thing, that if we call them, their calves, the little newborns that we've had a few of in the last couple of days, they may drown in the creek because the creek is rushing really fast and may sweep the cows away and the calves away. We can't get across the low water bridge because the water is running so fast and so deep that it'll wash our tractor away. I'm talking about a multi-thousand-pound tractor with a thousand-pound bale of hay on it. We can't do it. We can't get across the low-water bridge to our cows. We can't get across the creek to our cows, and the cows can't get to us. Now, everything was okay yesterday. Overnight? No, because of nonstop rain. But we have K-style, the letter K, style gutters. There's half-round gutters, and there's K-style. Those are two of the common types. Most common is the K-style. And those are the ones that are hung off the sides of houses and attached to the fascia. And we have not the standard 4-inch size. We have the 5-inch size. So it holds a lot more water, and they're all overflowing. So our gutter and leader system could not handle the volume of water last night. I'm actually surprised that the gutters are still attached to the house because of the weight of all the water rushing off the roof onto the gutters and flowing down the leaders. It was a torrential rain. There's no question about it. Noah probably saw something like that. So here we are, and it's man-made. It was man-made. We saw it coming. We knew it was coming. And Andy Gibbs sent the forecast. And he said, here's the forecast. And it was this picture of the sky, and here it is. And you know, Bert, this is all vandalism. Vandalism is intentional damage. That's what this is. It's washing away topsoil. It's flooding houses, it's flooding cars, it's killing people, it's destroying crops, it's killing the wildlife. This is vandalism, and vandalism is tax deductible. So, class, if you prepare your own taxes, which you should, you might want to consider doing your own tax preparation. And if you have damage from this man-made catastrophe, one after the next, after the next, after the next, you may want to consider taking the vandalism cost as a tax deduction. I certainly will. It's outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. You know, it's going to take us days to fix the fence. Days. And camping, if anyone wanted to camp, the campground is flooded. Yep. And I guess I should take some pictures of it. Maybe if I can get my my hip wading boots on and go out there, and if I don't get washed away, maybe I can get some pictures. It's outrageous.
Now, Vince, were there any campers, or you haven't officially ribbon cut yet?
No, we have. I published the website. It's a Natural Farms, yeah. LC, Natural Farms Limited Corporation, but LC.com, NaturalFarmsLC.com.
Yeah, looking right at it now. It's a beautiful family. Are those your neighbors, or?
No, I just found those guys. You're talking about the young people all holding hands and all excited. No, that's not family, no.
Yeah, and it had to be shot that's the only warm weather. They're wearing mini skirts and shorts, so it had to be shot in warm weather, I'm guessing.
Yeah, maybe it was California. But that's just the opening or part of the opening page. But all the other images are of the campsite. I'd love to hear your reaction. What was when you come back and you tell us what you think or what your thoughts are of Natural Farms,
yeah,
where we
of
live,
course.
Where we're broadcasting from. I'd love to hear that. Bert's with us, and then you've got a full syllabus. Class, you really need to take care of you. And what we're all finding out is that no one's coming. No one's coming. You are responsible for you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert, what's next?
Well, a little bit breaking story came through. I thought it'd be interesting for class. I know you've covered it on other classes with instructors, but just came through. I thought it was interesting, Vince. A study showed that if you've had COVID already and then followed up with getting the vaccine, and I'm not really sure why you'd do that, but I guess there were a lot of medical organizations telling you to do that. Well, it turns out you hurt your immune system by doing that. And you know, it's just interesting that, you know, I know a lot of us already felt that if you had natural immunity, that was probably better than, you know, any vaccine that you could get. But now it's kind of sad because, you know, you don't want to see anybody purposely hurt their health or, in this case, their immune system. But apparently this study says that if you've had COVID and then you follow up by getting a vaccine, and it's not clear if it's a booster having already gotten the vaccine or just your first shot. I didn't see that level of detail. But in any case, apparently it does damage to your immune system. So not good. So just throwing that out there.
Yeah, Dr. Shealy had been warning us for years Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Don't take the jab, don't take the jab. It will compromise your immune system. And we've had family members on outlaws. Some people call them in-laws. I have wonderful in-laws. Just wonderful, wonderful people. And many of them have gotten the jab and have gotten really, really, really sick. And some of them died. Some of them died. And our neighbors have gotten the jab, gotten COVID. Their doctor said, yeah, I'll get the jab. So they got the jab and, you know, within a month or two, died. So it's true. It's absolutely true. So
yeah.
Our neighbors that used to call us don't call us anymore because they're not alive.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that that we're going to be able to read some news about prosecution of Fauci, Dr. Fauci.
Yeah.
Some people say he's a mass murderer.
Yeah. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. You can kind of tell when you look at a person like that, that I guess the first thing is if you lie, then everything else you do is suspect, Vince. That's how I look at it. And you can pretty well see he was lying. I mean, it was preposterous for him to be ruling out that COVID came from a lab leak. I mean, in the beginning, all the evidence pointed to that, but at least have an open mind. And he was like fanatical, almost maniacal, to it's now come out that he forced other doctors to retract statements. And he created a study that he later referred to as, oh, look at this study, says it came from the wet market. And just crazy. But, the damage is already done, Vince. I don't know. I guess there'd be some satisfaction.
Well, there are reports, on the Internet that, and this is early on, that his organization was funding, and the Pentagon, United States government, Pentagon, was funding research at Wuhan Labs.
Absolutely. We don't know if that research...
So here we have... What we do know is that it's man-made. We do know it's a bioweapon. We do know that the jab is a bioweapon. And we do know that people have succumbed to it. And this is probably the one of the biggest lies that has ever been foisted upon the world. And our government was part of it. And it's against the Geneva Convention to develop biological and chemical weapons. It's against the Geneva Convention. And it seems to me that the reason that it was done in China is because the Chinese are not signatory to the Geneva Convention. So we pay for it, and we hire them to do it. And we can say, well, we didn't do it. They did it. But they did it with our taxpayers' funds. Absolutely outrageous. I can't believe Fauci is still walking around. I can't believe he's not in handcuffs. This is amazing to me. But it'll probably happen. It'll probably happen. And then maybe he'll be released, you know, because he's such a good boy. Absolutely outrageous. Bert and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. The Pentagon is reporting a U.S. contractor was killed and five American service members were wounded, along with another U.S. contractor, in a drone strike in northeast Syria. A U.S. intelligence assessment determined that the one-way unmanned aerial vehicle was of Iranian origin. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said in a statement that, at the direction of President Biden, he authorized U.S. Central Command to conduct precision airstrikes last night in eastern Syria against facilities used by groups affiliated with Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. French President Emmanuel Macron is refusing to budge on his government's raising of the retirement age to 64, prompting hundreds of thousands of French citizens to take to the streets in protest. Tourist spots like the Eiffel Tower and the Versailles Palace closed down amid the demonstrations as travel was disrupted at regional train stations and airports. USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch
it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Birch with us. Birch, what's next? Hey, Birdie, there?
Yeah, can you...
I don't hear you.
You don't hear me?
Yeah, I can now. I can now. Okay.
Okay.
What's next?
So, Vince, update on the banking situation. And it's funny, being in Silicon Valley here, as you're in then really what the banking collapse that's, well, spread all over the world, Vince, because today markets are all down because they're worried about Deutsche Bank in Germany. So it spreads. Are people a little more calm here in California? Well, most of the small banks, their stocks are still down. The stock market's doing awful, so I guess not. The good news is that the bank was bailed out. They don't want to call it a bailout, but it was bailed out. And it wasn't so much to protect the individuals that had a lot of money in Silicon Valley Bank, although they did, you know, way beyond the insurance limit of $250,000, but it was because there are a lot of small companies, startups, and Vince, you know what it's like to be in a startup in California, but really there were startups all over the country and, in fact, the world. Those startups had their money in the bank because the bank, well, more or less made you keep your money in their bank, and there were companies that weren't going to make payroll unless they could have access to those funds, so the FDIC did bail out Silicon Valley Bank, and depositors got access to their money. So, you know, a real bad situation was averted. But it has spread to other banks. There's First Republic Bank here that's still, you know, kind of teetering, and a few other small banks. And then, like I said, it's spread to Europe now, so we'll see how it all pans out. But I will say, Vince, after the first day or two of Silicon Valley Bank, I was getting calls all day, all that weekend from people asking, you know, what's going on and will they have a job and will their company be able to make payroll? And it was kind of, you know, it was kind of scary because it turned out that, you know, this is a little hard to fathom, but half of all startups had accounts at Silicon Valley Bank. So that's a lot of startups. And pretty much the ones that went through traditional venture capital, that was, you know, that was well over 50%. So it'd be like the startup that maybe you or I would start with family money with no VC. Well, then you weren't really encouraged to go to Silicon Valley Bank. But those with venture capital funding, the majority did bank with them. It's hard to believe one bank could have that level of business. We'll see what happens. You know, nobody's taken over the bank yet other than the government. It may be broken up into different portions that get sold to other banks or have a new name that still hasn't been decided. But I guess we adverted something that could have been worse, Spence. So, but it's, you know, we still don't know what the outcome's going to be.
Okay, so it's contagious, as you and I talked about it. And
yeah.
I called you up and I said, Bert, what do you think about the contagion factor? And you said it could go either way, and it was contagious. And the other thing about this is Silicon Valley Bank encouraged, maybe even pressured, its customers to bank with them and to maintain a relationship exclusively with them, as far as I've learned. And so the question is, who are the owners of Silicon Valley Bank? Are there venture capitalists who own portions of the stock of Silicon Valley Bank who were looking out for their own interests by requiring the recipients of venture capital from their firms to deposit funds into their bank? Any thoughts?
You know, that's interesting, Vince. I'm going to, for the next class, I want to do some research and see. I mean, it's not traded, so sometimes some of the websites don't work when you try to get information on shareholders for a defunct company. But I'd like to, I don't know if it's individuals, if it's mutual funds. It was a publicly traded company. Obviously, they've taken a huge loss. It's unlikely the shareholders are going to end up getting, they might. The paradox, Spence, is at least on the surface when they shut down and declared bankruptcy, it still looked like assets were greater than liabilities. But the problem is when you go out of business, you know, there's going to be be legal fees and all kinds of assessments. So probably shareholders aren't going to get anything. But I can try and do that research and see, was it, you know, rich individuals? Was it some people we'd recognize? Was it just, you know, stock funds? Who really owned those shares? Obviously, the insiders probably all owned some themselves, but I don't think that was the major portion. So that'll be interesting, Vince. I don't know is the answer, but whoever they are, they're going to have a big big loss, which is probably going to be 100% of their shares, Vince. So interesting. It's still going on. We don't know the final outcome, but it's funny because you wouldn't have thought this at first, but there's been a mass exodus of money to the big banks, and you really want to be with the big banks. I mean, who knows what kind of service you get, but some of the big banks, they're like overwhelmed with people opening accounts trying to put money into them. So just kind of strange disruption in the banking system going on right now. And then on top of that, we have Federal Reserve just raised interest rates, which I think was pretty much throwing fire on or throwing gas on the fire. But they decided to go ahead and do that because they were worried if they didn't raise interest rates, it would look like they were no longer concerned about inflation. And they thought the banking problem was worse than it is. But I think it is a bad problem. So and then Jay Powell refused to answer a question when he was asked, and I think this was the best question in the press conference, don't you think you should say something about the federal spending that caused the inflation that you're now raising interest rates to try and correct? And he refused to. He just said, we deal with things as they happen, and it's not for us to tell the Treasury what to do. But I think that was a cop-out, Vince, because they're fanatically raising interest rates because inflation's out of hand, and a large part of why it happened was the massive spending of trillions of dollars by the government over the past few years, and he just refused to want to, you know, maybe because he wants to be reappointed. I don't know. It's a political position. I don't know, but he refused to answer that question. It was the most important question asked to him. You know, shouldn't you say something about the massive spending that caused the inflation that you're trying to kill the economy to correct?
Bert, did I hear you right by saying it, paraphrasing that Jerome Powell said we deal with things as they happen? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, I'm paraphrasing, but that's what he said in the press conference, and I heard him say it before in testimony before Congress. He said, what he's referring to is the economy as thrown to him as he sees it. In other words, all the fiscal spending, everything that deficit spending that's going on, the huge budget deficits, all that massive spending. He goes, well, it's not for us to say whether that's good or bad. We just have to deal with what we have. And
I don't believe it for
a
second.
Cop out. Yeah,
I don't believe what he said for a second. If that's what he said,
yeah.
Those guys are thicker than thieves, and they all talk about, okay, so if we do A, what's the fallout going to be? If we do B, what's the fallout going to be? They do that all the time, as far as I can tell. And to say that we deal with things as they happen, meaning no planning, is that what that means? I don't believe there's no planning. I believe everything is engineered at that level. I believe everything is.
I think what he's referring to is he doesn't talk to fiscal authorities about government spending, because all this reporter wanted to do is have him acknowledge, don't you think the federal government should spend less money so then you wouldn't have to be killing the economy by raising interest rates? But he wouldn't bite. He wouldn't go there. And that's the biggest thing going on. Why, you know, so, I mean, you're killing the economy. Vince, in some respects, when you raise interest rates, it actually causes things to go up in value. If you own an apartment house and you're paying on a loan and your loan costs go up, you're going to raise the rent to recover your costs so you can keep renting your apartment building. So, you know, I've always said, you know, raising interest rates to quell inflation, it's like putting a square peg in a round hole. I mean, it'll have some effect because it's killing the economy, but it doesn't address the root causes of why we have that inflation.
That's what Bert, here's something that I don't know if you studied this or not, but it was not covered in my studies with my master's in business administration. But that was the direct relationship, the correlation between printing money, releasing funds, and economy growth. I don't think it was really covered per se that way, but it seems to me that when these talking mouthpieces, these regurgitators of whatever the script is, when they say something like the economy is growing at the expected 2%, that's because 2% more funds were injected by the Federal Reserve through the Treasury into the economy, printing. And it used to be said, well, you know, we need to issue new currency. That's because people will put their dollar bills and their $5 bills and their 20s and 100s in their pants pocket, and they'll go through the laundry and they'll get shredded. So to replace all that broken currency, all those shredded Federal Reserve notes, we need to introduce new currency to replace the ones that get lost, folded, spindled, mutilated, or burned. So what they've been doing for as long as I've been alive is introducing more and more currency into the system, and they can measure that, and they can say, well, we expect it to be 2% economic growth, and that's because I believe, and it's just my wild thinking, that that's because, in my opinion, that 2% more currency was released on the unsuspecting, generally dumb public, which would be 2% inflation. So as the economy grows, inflation grows. It's like a one-to-one correlation, as far as I can tell. Correct me if I'm wrong, Bert, but that's the way I see it.
Well, there's a lot of factors in economic growth, including innovation.
Yeah.
Population growth.
Yeah.
You know, I think innovation is the most important.
Okay. We'll be right back. Let's talk about Tesla and what he's doing.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kurt, before we go on to Elon Musk and the other things in this last segment, you saw the campground. What was your reaction to it?
Oh, I thought it was great. It was, very, in terms of the website, I'm not sure who helped you do that, but it was absolutely fantastic website. The story, I shared it with some colleagues here, and I didn't get, usually you get some plus and minuses. I didn't get any negative comments or suggestions on, what to do. I mean, my only real comment is get through this storm and open it up for the spring. Let's get some people to actually have their experiences and I'm sure you've had some people just informally camping out, including your own family, but let's get some springtime paying customers and that's pretty much me and people I shared it with, Vince. So, and I'm always a plus and minus guy, but I don't have many minuses to throw out at you in this case, which is good because everything else we've discussed today has been a bad story. So, thank God we can talk about something uplifting.
All right, so to answer your question, I did the website. That was my first attempt at building a website.
Wow, very cool.
And, people were saying, so when are we going to see it? When are we going to see it? And, I didn't want to do it until I learned how to do it. So I learned how to do it on my own. And so naturalfarmslc.com is the website we're talking about if you'd like to see a class. And it's pretty interesting. And if you want to see where we're broadcasting from, that's it. I took the pictures, except for that one on the opening screen where there are some young people, guys and gals, holding hands, looking like they're having a good time. Other than that one picture that was on a web on the web that I could use, other than that, all the photographs I took, or our son took, but mostly I took them. And all the verbiage, everything that was written, we wrote that. Our family wrote that, mostly me. So, Bert, Elon Musk is... is interested in establishing a village, his own little city, in an unincorporated area in Texas, Bastrop, B-A-S-T-R-O-P, Texas. And he is building buildings and along the Colorado River. And the locals, the farmers, are really upset with him because they know that his plans are to dump treated sewage and wastewater on farmland and into the Colorado River. They are livid with what he is doing. And you know what? I'm with the farmers. I absolutely am. Have you been following those press releases and stories?
Not so much, Vince. Where does the Colorado River exit? Does it exit over in Texas?
Well, it reaches parts of Texas. But I'll tell you what, Klaus, just take a look at the map, and you'll see it. And look up Elon Musk. This story's in the Wall Street Journal. Musk's new Texas neighbors alarmed by his huge development plans. He goes on to say a public meeting in Bastrop, Texas, gave public comments on companies owned by Elon Musk seeking to permit to dump wastewater into the Colorado River. How about that?
Vince, before the bell rings for class, I wanted to alert everyone that the sun has been going nuts. I'm looking at something called the Planetary K Index. You can find it on NOAA.gov, and it basically is measuring the plasma and radiation that's coming out of the sun. And Vince, this is the highest I've seen it since we started following this. It's into the red. The last few goes 3-hour bars, so counting back maybe 10 hours ago, it was in the red. It's calming down a little now, but this is the highest I've ever seen it. Articles are talking about storms that they're tracking on the sun right now. So we mentioned this, Vince, for class because we are affected by the sun. It affects our atmosphere. It affects our energy grid. It affects, probably affects more than we even know in terms of life on the planet. So now, Vince, I don't think you're going to – usually when I see something like this, and this is the highest I've ever seen it, you have a correlation to your solar power, but if you're under the kind of storm that we just discussed, then, you know, we can't pay it, you know, the sun's just not getting through to your solar panels. But Vince, this is the highest I've seen it ever right now. It's in red zone.
Here's the correlation. I've been saying for the last several days, couple weeks, that we are generating record-breaking amounts of electricity when it's not overcast. I'm talking 53 to 60 kilowatts a day at our farm. Absolutely unheard of numbers. I've never seen that before. You know, these are the winter months, and this is when power generation is low. And we are seeing record amounts. And our solar array is not optimized entirely for the winter. Some of it's optimized for the summer. So if this continues, we're going to see even more solar power generation. So our correlation is exactly in sync with what you're saying. Bert, thank you so much for being with us.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.